One of the consistent challenges in blending a family is the ex, that person who has partial or no custody, still has influence over the children and your home.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J., and a proud stepmom of four kids, and I've got a great husband and part of a blending family, and a lot of the issues that we've been talking about this week have happened in my home, and as I've been, of course, meeting other step-parents and parents that are in blending families, these are very real issues, and an incredible ministry, really, on if you're inside a blending family, even if you're outside, to really look at these blending families as well. God can do amazing things in blending families. It's not easy, and it's usually messy, but there is a redemptive work that's done in that.
There is, and I do want you to know, because this is your only experience with family, personally, as a blending family. Every family's messy.
Yeah.
You know, we have a phrase called, did you come from a dysfunctional home? Dude, every home's dysfunctional. There's no such thing as a functional home. I will never forget, this has nothing to do with the topic today, but I will never forget, pre-children, we were already writing books on marriage and other things, and I didn't have children. I just worked at Sheridan House for years, and for some reason, we took a long time to figure out how to have children. So there was another couple at our church, and she wanted us to spend time together as couples because she wanted her husband to be influenced by me, and I was the Bible study leader for the men at the church, and she wanted her husband to spend more time with me. She manipulated a weekend camping trip in a six-man tent that the four of us as two couples would go camping so her husband could spend more time with Bob Barnes. She was sorry she did that after hour number two and didn't realize, whoa, I just didn't realize Bob was like, boy, Rosemary is an absolute angel. This is unbelievable. Yeah, we all have dysfunction. I'm a new person in Christ Jesus, but I'm still working. It says in Philippians, work out your salvation. Bob, it's in there. Get it out and make it work. He is my Savior, but making him my Lord is a daily process. So it's all dysfunctional. It is a little messier in the blending families because of what we expected when the two would come together. It's going to be Disney all the time. And it's not. It's the real world.
And the reality is there is an outside party, which really is an inside party, which is the ex, which is still connected with the kids. It's still connected with your life in so many ways. And that's a huge, huge topic we're covering today.
It's ginormous. And for us to think that we can have there's a word, amicable divorce. Yeah, right. And that everybody's okay. Let's look at this. And Moses, through God, so beautifully describes the marriage. They become one flesh and cleave. So have a word picture here of two 2x4s being put together with the glue of the Holy Spirit. And the cleaving is a vice grip that holds it together. And it makes these two 2x4s inseparable until they decide today is the day in divorce court, through whatever trauma that came, that we will undo those two 2x4s. They don't come apart cleanly. Mm-hmm. There's residue from each other on each other as you come apart. And that residue is rough and full of splinters. And so there is a lot of anger. And the more happy my ex gets, and the more satisfied my ex gets, and the more stable my ex gets, then this person over here, the other ex, gets angrier and angrier and angrier. And whether they want to or not, unless they're strong believers, in their heart of hearts, they'd like to see that thing fail. And so we have the influence of the ex who rarely thinks about what's best for the children. What's best for the children is that they're getting to be in a home where there is finally some stability, rather than this back and forth and back and forth and back to court and making each other's life miserable and all these things that we say we're doing for the sake of the children. And there is this thought here. And the thought here is, what is it going to take to end this? It's not going to end. I hate to say this. There is going to be this residue of anger. How do we handle this? Can I fix? Can I control? Can I do something to my ex? No. You can't. You just can't. And so there's a beautiful picture even in the redemption of Israel, where Moses goes back and he continues to go to Pharaoh and continues to ask, will you please stop? And he continues to lose and go back out, and everybody's mad, and it costs him all his self-esteem and all his stuff and all his everything. And God keeps saying, just go back, just go back. And Lord, I mean, you're running out of plagues, I would think.
Right.
We got the bugs, we got the locusts, we got the hail. Yeah, what would be next? I mean, a solar blast or something. I don't know what's next. And yet he is still called to go back and deal with the X, and deal with the X called Pharaoh. And wow, it's brutal. I'm supposed to do what I'm supposed to do, period. And I'm supposed to do everything I'm supposed to do, knowing that God is in control. And there are things that I'm supposed to do, but the biggest, most difficult thing in life is to come to an understanding of what I can't possibly do or change. I do my part, but I can't possibly do or change. And unfortunately, our faith has become outcome-based rather than faith-based. I will do this if I'm guaranteed the right outcome. No, do this because it's the right thing to do. Faith says, I trust you with whatever the outcome in this court case or this case or that case or custody or whatever it is, or this horrible thing going on at my ex's house. I can't even believe that's happening. You couldn't change him when you were married. What makes you think you're going to change him when you're divorced?
Is there any hope, though? I mean, have you seen families, blending families? It takes a process of several years. What is there a common theme? I mean,
common theme has to be faith in God. I'm sorry. I know, my younger sister, that you would like me to give the 3 steps to fix this. And that's Welcome to America Today, the 3-point sermon. The end of the day here is I've got to trust in God with all my heart, not trust in the process. I've got to trust in God with all my heart, not trust in the legal system. I've got to trust in God with all my heart, not trust in if I just could say the right thing or do the right thing, or if I just had enough money to buy this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to trust in the Lord with all my heart. And when it gets brutal, I need to lean not to my own understanding. My understanding here, Lord, is, wow, we are sinking in this. And in every decision, acknowledge him. If you were sitting next to me at this table, Lord, would you now say this and do this, or what would you do about this? And you will direct my path. I just need to know. And it's a cyclical verse. It's a big circle. When I start with, okay, I trust you with all my heart, and now that's at 12 o'clock high, and now at 3 o'clock on the circle, it's my understanding is that, nope, lean not on understanding. Well, I've got a decision to make, and it's 6 o'clock on this clock. It's, look, in every decision, acknowledge him. And then all of a sudden at the 9 o'clock, and he'll direct your path. And isn't that what you want anyway? Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden, we're back up to noon again. I've got to make another decision. There's another problem. My children made another statement. My ex sent me another letter, whatever it is. Just do the right thing, because God has permitted this process in our lives for a reason. And it's not to hassle you, and it's not to make it miserable for the children. It is for redemption, and generally for the redemption of me, the redemption of me. Great movie, if you want to see a movie called The Redemption of Sarah Cain. It's an owner. It's an absolute owner. And it is the redemption of a woman through a very, very difficult, traumatic process. Mm. And we watch it every Christmas. It has nothing to do with Christmas. It's just such a cool movie with a Christ in the middle movie. But in the process here, you are permitting this in my life. And I know, Lord, you said that all the good things work together for good. No, all things, everything work together for good. So, Lord, I see no good in this. I see no good in this. I see an amazing expense of my energy, expense of my emotion, expense of my resources for this. And wow, I see no good. Well, that's when you got to give it to me then, daughter. That's when you have to give it to me. You know, there's that moment in court when Moses was up against the Red Sea.
Yeah.
And, you know, we love these stories because we know the end.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what went on in his heart as he's walking across the Sinai Peninsula back. And he's saying, what am I doing? I had this burning bush weird experience, and I'm walking back to do the job with these children. Yesterday was miserable. This is a new day. I'm getting up, and I'm going back into that kitchen to do this job, or the ex, or whatever. Here we are again. And all of a sudden, somebody named Aaron comes walking up and said, you know, God gave me a word to come out here today just to see how you're doing.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a trust God or not. And unfortunately, we trust God in us, and trust God in our lawyer, and trust God in my saying the right thing. And it's all God. Trust in the Lord, period, with all your heart.
One of the big issues also is working together with the ex in this blending family. And you've got all factors. You've got the step parents. You've got the biological parents. I mean, there are just all kinds of different forces happening. Talk to us about making that work, working together with the ex to raise these kids.
If I could tell you how to do that, I'd be a worldwide celebrity. If I could tell you how, if you do these 6 things, you can work together with
You don't have all the answers then?
Yeah, no, I don't. medication for me. That takes care of it. I think at the I said that three times. I must be needing medication of some kind.
Did you forget it at home? Think,
yeah. I take medication called Rosemary every night. It's awesome. I think at the end of the day, there are some couples who have worked it out. They're godly couples, come to Christ after the trauma of divorce, and the two different homes tend to work it out. I'd love to hear the percentage. 5%? I don't know. But working together as best you can, working together knowing that the ex is not going to live the same lifestyle you live, and that irritates you, and what do we do with this, and how do we take that on? You don't. Mm-hmm. You're not their Messiah, and you're not their mother. You don't work it. And, well, Bob, okay, and I want to ask you, so the child's learning this here, but the child goes to the other house, and it's so different. Yeah, you know, this is a flippant comparison, but the child has classroom behavior and voice and playground behavior and voice. And I got to tell you, I learned more from the contrast. I learned more from seeing I came to Christ because I saw two different women. I saw a woman named Madeline Murray O'Hara, who was the founder of the Atheist Party, who I got to interact with a little. And I saw a woman named Rosemary Johnson, who 4.5 years later became Rosemary Barnes. One was a strong Christian, strong, compassionate, passionate Christian. The other was a passionate, angry, anti-God person. And I saw those two people and interacted with those two people and realized, wow, I don't want what Madeline Murray O'Hara has. As I'm an adult now, I want what that Rosemary Johnson girl has. So it will work in the end.
Because you talk a lot about consistency, being consistent and all that. But then these kids in blending families have to live a lot with the inconsistencies in their life. And you're saying that they will eventually weed it out. You sort of figure it out.
I'm thinking that Moses spent 3 years with a mom who loved God and then spent a lot of years in a pagan daycare center in Pharaoh's palace.
And God still used him.
Oh yeah, because that mom prayed. Whenever I don't have custody with this child, and maybe he was allowed to go back regularly because that's the nanny that raised him, and maybe Pharaoh's daughter did or didn't know that was really mom. I'm not an idiot, and maybe she permitted him to go back. And Hebrews on Moses or Acts, I can't remember which, kind of leads us to believe he goes back and forth and rejects his Egyptian training, but it worked. I'm just responsible for what I'm responsible for, and I got to tell you, I'm a full time job for me. This is huge. And so being consistent in my life, being consistent in my love of God, being consistent in my forgiveness of all the nasty things an ex does, and saying, let's pray for your mom, without saying, let's pray for your mom, she's an idiot. It's not true. Let's just pray for your mom. Being very, very careful. But she's her, and she's not answerable to me. She's answerable to God. I'm not answerable to her. I'm answerable to God. Be consistent. It's when you're inconsistent that you rock the world of your children. Wow, the one consistent thing in my life is not right now. That's scary to me.
But then you have those situations where, and I've heard tons of cases where in one home, I mean, they're God-fearing, they go to church, and the other home, they're not just non-God, it's anti-God.
Right, and they're watching inappropriate things on television, and they're living an inappropriate lifestyle.
And you're literally having to fight against that, the influence
of
that.
What are you going to do to change that? Are you going to go rob their home of their television? Are you going to make it so they are not permitted? There's a gag order on their language. I'm not going to be able to do those things. But here's the deal. God loves my babies more than I do, and he knows that. And for some reason, he is permitting that in their training, and he's permitting that in my training to become less of a controller and more of a God-fearing truster and choosing. And when the children comes home and say, you know, mom uses this word. You know what? We don't. We don't use that language here. Is mom a sinner? You know what? We don't use that language here. And so let's pray that we don't use that language here. We're done here. If you use that language here, there will be a consequence.
Wouldn't you have to be careful, though? Because sometimes even with kids, you would say, no, we're Christians. We are believers in Christ in this house and all that. But when you're in a blending family, you know, you have to navigate the waters with helping the child define him or herself when they also define themselves with what they're told in the other house.
Yeah, and I want to be very careful to do that without saying the things I want to say and ought to be said about their other house, because it just gets repeated back there and the gulf gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And how come we're not allowed to watch these movies here? You know what? Every house makes a different decision. I'm going to tell you why I don't watch those movies. I believe that Jesus wants me to live a lifestyle that doesn't watch those movies. That's just me. That's this house. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
There's so much more to talk about this topic of blending families. We hope you'll join us tomorrow for Talk Back Friday. Some of your questions and comments here on Parenting Today. If you want resources about this topic of blending families, you can find it online at Sheridan House Family Ministries website. That's shfm.org. And all the proceeds from those resources go directly to the ministry. That website again is shfm.org. To hear this broadcast again and read the corresponding blog that you can sign up for to get every day, you can go online to parentingtoday.org. That's parentingtoday.org. And we hope you'll join us again tomorrow for more on blending families here on Parenting Today.